From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian government and several rebel groups have agreed to a nationwide ceasefire beginning Friday. As with previous halts in fighting, the agreement applies to the Syrian military and rebels, but not to certain Islamist groups. Hadi Abara is an official with the Syrian National Coalition.
It includes all the Syrian territories, including the suburb of Damascus, Damascus, Idlib area, the suburb of Aleppo. So all the main areas, the excluded areas, are the one in the eastern side of Syria where ISIS is present.
Russia and Turkey say they will guarantee the truce if the ceasefire holds. It will be followed by renewed peace talks next month in Kazakhstan. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the ceasefire proposal fragile, but said it had the support of the Syrian government and the main forces of the armed opposition. U.S. officials say a key leader of the Islamic State group in its capital Raqqa, Syria, was killed by a coalition airstrike this week. A statement by the U.S.-led coalition Thursday said Abu Jandal al-Kuwaiti was killed in a strike near the Taqwa Dam on Monday. U.S. President Barack Obama has ordered sanctions against Russian officials and Russian intelligence services. The sanctions are in response to alleged hacking and interference by Russia during the recent U.S. presidential election and what Mr. Obama calls an unacceptable degree of harassment of U.S. diplomats in Moscow by Russian security services over the last year. The U.S. will expel 35 Russian intelligence agents and close two Russian compounds located in New York and Maryland. This is VOA News. The head of the Russian military investigation panel said Thursday there is no or was no explosion on board the plane that crashed Sunday in the Black Sea, killing all 92 people on board. Lieutenant General Sergei Bynatov said that conclusion came from analysis of the plane's flight data recorders. He said the findings do not rule out the possibility of terrorism as a cause. Investigators are also looking at the possibility of bad fuel, pilot error, or mechanical failure at fault. A prominent Bahraini human rights activist was to have been freed Wednesday on bail, but authorities ordered that he remain in jail on other charges. Nabil Rajab had been in prison for 7 months pending a trial on charges of circulating inaccurate information and insulting public institutions on Twitter. Rajab's lawyer earlier said his client was to be released. Philippine government officials say at least 32 people were wounded Wednesday when two bombs exploded during an amateur boxing match in the central province of Leyte. A provincial police official said at least 10 of the wounded are children. Police are trying to identify the attackers, and no one has claimed responsibility. Four people have been killed in what state-run media in China describes as a terrorist attack on a Communist Party office in the country's Xinjiang region. The Xinhua news agency quotes local officials as saying four Islamic militants detonated homemade explosives Wednesday that killed one person and injured three. The government has blamed recent unrest on radicals in the Uyghur community. Japan is being roundly criticized by neighboring countries after its top military official Thursday visited a shrine that honors Japanese war dead, including convicted war criminals. Defense Minister Tomomi Inata's visit to Tokyo's Yakusuni Shrine drew sharp rebukes from China and South Korea. Boko Haram leader Abubakar Shekau has appeared in a video denying Nigerian government claims that the insurgent group has been chased out of its Sambisa forest stronghold. Shekau said his video was recorded on Christmas Day, December 25th. President Muhammadu Buhari had said earlier that the army had captured a Boko Haram camp in the Sambisa forest, one of the group's last strongholds. German authorities have released a Tunisian man who had been detained for alleged links to Anis Amri, the suspect who carried out the recent attack on a Berlin market. Prosecutors said they have determined that the person detained on Wednesday is not the suspected contact of Anis Amri. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.